Yo, gorillas, welcome to the Athlete Insider podcast by Gorilla Nation. My name is Phil, and today's guest is the handstand and hand balancing planche master. I'm happy to welcome you to the show, Niv Bakerman.
Thank you very much.
Yes, so today we did a story and asked for the people what they want to know from you. And we received a lot of questions, even though it was just a few hours before the interview. So let's kick off. Who is Niv and how do you present yourself?
I'm 19 years old. I'm from Israel. I've been doing street workout for a bit more than 4 years already. I really like handstand and planche mostly, and I train street workout to enjoy mainly.
19 years. Wow, I didn't expect that. I thought you're a little older. So
Really?
Big compliment for that.
thank you.
Your performances are now even more impressive.
Thank you very much.
Nice. Let's kick off with the hard facts. People always ask for these. You already said 19 years old. How heavy are you?
65 kilograms.
65. And how tall?
1 meter and 68 centimeters.
Okay, cool. Tell us, how did you get in touch with the sport? How did you start with a street workout?
So I've seen like a planche on YouTube, on a YouTube video, and I didn't know that that you need hard work to achieve it. I've seen it as a cool like a trick, like a cool party trick. And I googled it. I checked how to train for it, and I've seen that it's really like a serious thing that you need like to put really big effort. But I've started and I got really addicted. And after training like a few months, I started doing handstand for the planche because I heard that it's good for the planche training. So I got even more addicted with handstand, and I started combining the two. Until today.
And when was that?
Like 4 years ago, pretty much, when I was in school.
So with 15 you started?
Yeah.
Wow, that's quite early.
Thank you.
And from the beginning, it was always handstand and planche, like the hand balancing and planche.
Yeah. When I had like a competition or something, then I trained the front lever a bit, like for a few seconds, just because I thought that it will be good using it, but I never really liked training it. So I didn't like keep up with it.
Okay. And people are like, the community is always interested. How did your beginnings go? Was everything really easy for you? Did you feel that your body was made for planche, or did you also have some struggles in the beginning?
I'm really short and I'm not heavy, like most of the calisthenics athletes that they do planches. So it was, in this term, it was pretty easy. But I had the tuck planche like first attempt because I had good basics. I've been doing push-ups before, a bit of push-ups. So, but I think my progress went really fast, actually. I was lucky, or it was genetics, I don't know. Like I got the straddle planche in around 2 to 3 months. And the full planche in a bit, like in another 2 months. So it was pretty quick.
Wow.
My wrists were like a bit, maybe I had pain in the beginning, but it wasn't like a serious injury. So it passed pretty quickly.
Okay. Because it was a lot of pressure, even though you did push-ups, it's a completely different pressure for the wrists.
I did only floor, so.
True. That's what's impressive as well. We will come to that later on. You said you started with push-ups, and this is something that I would like to take into consideration when you say, yeah, I needed 2 to 3 months for the straddle planche, 2 months more for the full planche. But for me, the push-ups, I think you already said it, they laid the foundation. They did a lot of basic work. Do you think they helped you for the quick progress?
I'm sure it did. I was like, I've started like with, I don't know if you know it, but there was like a push-up challenge in YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's called the Bring Sally Up Challenge.
Yes. Yes.
So I did it like I didn't really train. I just wanted to complete the video, and I got addicted with this. So I ended up doing this challenge 3 times in a row, like for 10 minutes. And after that, I started planching. So it has built me like really good foundation for the planch.
Okay. And when did you start with the basics, with push-ups?
No, I've been doing this challenge like maybe 1 month before the planch. Okay. I haven't been doing like basics for years, no.
Okay. So it's also with 15 years, you started with a push-up challenge with Bring Sally Up.
Yeah.
And then you discovered street workout, went for tuck planche, for handstand, for then straddle planche. Okay. Interesting. And why did you stick with, let's call it only, because it's quite rare that somebody focuses so much on hand balancing and planche only, because most of the athletes, at least they do like all the statics, some Iron Cross, some Victorian, whatever.
Yeah.
But you rarely see, or I rarely see you doing something else than
the
planche and hand balancing, which is good. But why did you stick with these two areas only?
Well, I've started doing a street workout for my own fun, like because I enjoyed it. So I continue to train just for me to like, so I can enjoy it. So if there's something that other people expect you to train because you will be considered as a complete athlete and you will get more points in a competition, I really just train for fun. So I do what I want. And if I enjoy doing only planche and handstand, I will stick to planche and handstand. And if one day I will enjoy doing front lever, then I'll start front lever for sure. But I train for myself, not for other people's opinions. So,
wow. That's really cool. So I can completely understand this standpoint. But in the world of street workout, let's call it, you might have some difficulties, or as you said, like for competitions, you have to do some other stuff. How is your, aren't focused on competitions, or what is your opinion on competitions in general?
I actually never thought about competitions, but I had the chance to compete twice, like once in the Berlin Gate last year, actually, and once in the online battles of World of Barrios.
Yes.
So the two caught me really by surprise. I wasn't training for the competition. I wasn't ready to compete. But like a friend from the Israeli community of street workout sent me a message. He said, let's send a video for the Berlin Gate. I also knew that the Berlin Gate is mainly statics. Like they give a lot more points to the statics. So so I sent a video like a static combo on floor, only planche and handstand, and I got accepted. So I had a few seconds of front lever. So I said, let's go. I'll try. It's a cool experience. But with all the pressure, like I wasn't ready to compete and so many people, I wasn't expecting that. So my combo didn't go as well as I expected. This competition didn't go well, but the experience was amazing. But I didn't feel I didn't like progress in the competition. So the fact that I only did planche and handstand wasn't like an issue because I didn't have the chance to feel it, but I did get the feeling that I brought something different to the competition, like a different style. And the organizer, they also said it to me there, like my style was really different from the other athletes. They only did like planche, push-up, press, front lever, all the normal stuff. I did only 1 minute of only floor, so that was pretty rare there. And the online battles isn't really like a normal competition. I mean, it's online and you could only send a video from your home. So this really just, it was perfect for me because I only train on floor and it was really just perfect. So this one went well and I got the first, I won it.
And it was also about creativity, the World of Bar Heroes, and you also did a great job there. Still remember.
Thank you.
I'm asking myself, when I see you performing on the floor, on your P bars, etc., what do you think are the reasons that you are on this high level? Like, is it your good genetics? You already said you're quite light, and your size also plays a role. Is it your nutrition? Is it that you work harder than everybody else? What are the secrets? What do you think is the reason of your success?
Well, I'd say, first of all, thank you. But I'd say that it's not, I mean, my genetics does play a role in this. But the real thing, I think that it's just hard work, because a lot of people like ask me on Instagram, give me a tip for the one-arm handstand, like one word and you that's it, your training will now be perfect, you get old. No, handstand especially, even more than planche, is only like hard work. When I started training one-arm handstands, I was in school. So I was just come home, I throw my handstand bag, and I've been training like handstand for around 3 to 4 hours every day until I was holding my wrists and crying because I was training for so many hours, like every day, at least 2 hours every day. So when you put in the work so many hours every day, you just, your body get used to the position and the progress, and it adapt to it pretty fast. So I say only hard work. There is no magic tip, not for planche and no for instance, just put in the work and it will pay off.
Well, okay, that's interesting, because it leads me to the next question. You're right, like putting in a lot more work than everybody else helps, etc., and your body adapts. The concern that I have, and also some people from the community had, what about your wrists? Like also shoulders, a lot of injuries also happen in the shoulder region, but I think mainly because you do you do a lot of stuff on the floor. What about your wrists?
Yeah, this is really important, because you do need to know the limit of your body. When it comes to the planche, yeah, I don't recommend training it like every day. I didn't train every day. I trained like 3 to 4 times a week, I'd say, because this is really risky on the shoulders. But when it comes to handstand, it's mostly technique. Like one-arm handstand, it's mostly technique. You shouldn't be using too much power in this. So at first, maybe you need to do it slowly, but this is really mostly technique. So you can put in like a few hours every day. It is possible without getting injured. You need to know your limits and do it slowly. Yeah. But you do need to know that when you're trying to get one-arm handstand or even handstand, you need to train every day, at least every day, a few minutes every day, at least. And when it comes to the harder positions, like one arm and so on, then few hours every day, I'd even say. Do it slowly, but you won't progress as fast as you want if you won't be willing to put in the work every day.
Okay. And work means for you also some mobility routines, some stretching of the wrists, some exercise, especially for the joints, or does it mean like doing handstands for 3 day hours, or being on the hands for 2.5 hours per day?
You warm up well, and then you just go on your hands for a few hours. There is a few different exercises for one arm, I mean, but they are all pretty much the same.
Okay.
And the handstand as well, you just like, you jump over to the handstand with a wall, you try to like balance it, you try to remove your legs from the wall and you just try to balance, and that's it pretty much.
Okay. Sounds simple, but not easy, you know, like it's simple, but most people won't keep up with the consistency. They will do it for 4 weeks and then they stop.
Yeah, because most of the people, like they try to, like they want to be, they aim for competitions. I don't know. They want to be like complete athletes. They want to train all the elements at the same time, like planche, front lever, festo, and one arm handstand. All I want everything, but when it comes to every element, but especially for handstand, you need to focus only on handstands, like to put in the work every day. If you'll try to go all elements at the same time, your progress will be really slow, and you might be like really slow when it comes to the one arm handstand. You really need to focus only on handstands, or maybe handstand and planche, because these two can work together, but you need to focus like on one goal or two goals, not everything at the same time. That's why people don't see progress, I think, in this sport when it comes to the one-arm handstands.
Okay, because you also give a lot of workshops locally in Israel, and I think you talk with a lot of people, athletes who share their training methods, etc., with you. And this is the main reason that you see, or what are other reasons that you see people who don't progress as fast as they could be?
When it comes to like the street workout athletes, because the workshops I give are not only for street workout athletes, there are many people who are like only wants to get the handstand, only want the one arm handstand. So these people, when it comes to these people, the part of getting all the elements is not an issue because they only want the handstand. And when it comes to the street workout athletes, it is an issue that I see that they want to give everything and they don't put the effort every day, like I said. But there is one more main reason that it's not only for the handstand, it's for every element and the entire street workout. People like train with ego, like they want to get the one arm handstand quickly, so they immediately start with attempts, or they want the straddle planche quickly, so they immediately start with attempts. You really need like to be honest with yourself and work the lower level first. Watch out, like watch your form. It is really important, especially for the one arm handstand. So like don't skip levels. A lot of people I see in workshops and so on, they try to like do the advanced levels before they are ready for it, and they risking their progress and their body because it can cause injury really, really fast. So I'd say not training mainly one or two goals, like not putting in enough work in one specific element. And the other reason people don't see progress is that they train with ego.
Okay. Yeah, because the temptation is there, you know, like when I see your numbers, or also the image that you see on social media, like my 6 month full planche progress, or my 3 month calisthenics transformation, like these videos seem to show that people are progressing so fast, so the temptation is always there to skip.
I agree. It's hard. Like with all the people getting this one arm instant screenshots just to show that they can hold it and everyone see that, and then like I want it too. They just try to let the arm go, something will happen. It doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You work on like how is your percentage, how many trainings do you do on the ground on parallels, and you also work on handstand blocks? Is it 80% on the floor and 20% on parallels, or
it's different between periods? Like I used to train a lot on P-bars as well, but nowadays I really just do on the floor. Like my training right now, I don't do any specific sets or anything. I train for my own fun even more like nowadays, because I know that I won't be able to train as much as I want to in the army, which is really close. So I just train for myself. There is no real, like, there is no point in progressing a lot this time because I know that I'm going to stop training really soon. So nowadays I only do like freestyle on floor of course, but I think about an idea and I try to do it in my workout. I just do what I want nowadays.
Okay, so your workout schedule is maybe right now is the wrong situation, but usually how does your typical workout schedule for the week look like?
I do one day of mainly handstand, and I do one day of mainly planches. Mm-hmm. And I do basics like once in a week, the basics like push-up, dips and pull-ups. And I really just go for combos, like combos or tricks. If it's handstand, then I try to do different hops that I haven't tried in the past. I always try to do stuff that people have never done before or never thought of doing. And when it comes to planche, I start with combos, push-ups, presses, and stuff. And I finish with just like maximum holds. I try to push my power to the limit. Like I do sets and another maximum sets until I don't have power anymore. And this is if I have like motivation. Some days I don't have a lot of motivation, so my trainings are really short.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you don't have enough motivation, you sometimes skip a long workout, you know, or like you shorten a long workout.
Nowadays, yeah, but like in the past when I was a beginner, I was so addicted that there was no days without motivation. I just had to put in the work. It's like once you get the first one-arm instant hold, you can't stop. You have to do it again and again, and it's annoying because you have a week where you can't hold a second and another week where you hold every workout, and it goes on and off. So, but you're addicted. So right now when I can do one-arm instant, I can do planche. It's actually, a lot of people think that like it's easy to lose motivation in the early levels. Mm-hmm. I think that it's easier to lose motivation in the advanced, like in your advanced times where you already can do the elements. It's easier to lose motivation.
Because sometimes
you feel like there's no, you don't progress, you stop progressing. Mm-hmm. When you're a beginner, you see the progress like week to week, month to month. But in the advanced level, you have like really long periods where you don't see progress. And also, like, I don't know, you do the same stuff like every week. And you just forget why you started. Maybe you stop enjoying it. And you have to keep reminding yourself, why are you doing this? And ask yourself questions. Do I still enjoy it? Do I still want to do it? People look at you and they think, he never loses motivation. He can already do everything. I wish I could do this stuff. But when you can do this stuff, it's really easy to lose motivation, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can totally relate. So what is your opinion on the quote or on the opinion that discipline is more important than motivation?
Yeah, I completely agree with it. But I don't know. When it comes to street workout, like if you really like, if this is your goal and you really want to do it and you know why you want to do it, then yeah, I agree with this. But sometimes you need to ask yourself, if it's really good for me, do I really need to train the amount of time that I train? It's really good for me. But yeah, in the beginner levels, I completely agree. Like when you're a beginner, you need to just put in the work. And if you give up, then maybe you didn't want it good you didn't want it for real, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Somebody asked, what came first, the one-arm handstand or the full planche?
I think it was like a full planche with not really a good form. And then the one-arm handstand first hold, I think.
Okay. What is your advice to beginners and intermediates listening? You already talked about the mistakes they do or that you often see. Do you have like one or two advice, exercises, whatever that might help somebody listening?
Mm-hmm. When it comes to the planche, I'd say really like doing the basics, the tuck, the advanced tuck. Before the straddle, I mean, and really like film yourself with your phone and check your form all the time. Make sure you train with good form because good form will make you progress faster. That's my opinion. Also combine P-bars and floor. Don't do only P-bars. It's better if you do only floor because if you do only P-bars, you will end up being able to planche only on P-bars and not on floor. I find floor like if you train on floor, you will be able to perform planche on P-bars as well. I find floor like it gives more progress in my opinion. So train mostly on floor. Of course, be careful of injuries. That's for the planche. For the handstands, I'd say for handstand and planche, I'd say really don't forget the basics. Like I said before, don't train with ego. Like if you can do the straddle planche, still don't forget the advanced tuck planche with the good form. If it's still hard for you, and for the one-arm handstand as well, like always go back and do the basics. I can hold the one-arm handstand for more than a minute, and I still go back for the basics every workout pretty much.
Wow, more than 1 minute. That's crazy. That's so crazy. Did you try an attempt to switch arms? How long you can stand with both arms
like weight shifts weight shifts?
Yeah.
Like max holds on right and max hold on left, or like just moving between the two?
Moving between the two endlessly.
Oh, I can do this for a long time, like more than
more than 10 minutes?
I think. No.
No,
like,
10 minutes.
I think the maximum holds, they get better if your trainings are more like endurance. Like mm-hmm. if all your workouts you're doing maximum, then you will get, you see fast progress in this stuff. But my trainings are not like for endurance. So I can do like 3 to 4 minutes, I think, of weight shifts. And 1 minute on my right side, and on my left side, like 14 seconds, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really impressive.
Thank you.
Questions occurred for your front lever. You already said training, it's sometimes only for competitions, just sometimes. How does it go? Like, you don't focus on it? Does it stay the same, or do you lose it if you don't train it?
I don't have it anymore. Haven't trained it in like half a year, I think, maybe more. I can't even remember the last time I've trained it. I used to be able to front lever for around 5 seconds, but I stopped training it. And as I said before, I thought why I don't train it, and I figured out that I just don't enjoy training it. So I figured out that there is no point doing something you don't enjoy. If you don't see the why, there is no reason to. For me, at least, that's my opinion. Everyone are different. There are people who wants to be complete at their goal. So I don't want to like. So yeah, that's my opinion.
But it's impressive, you know, like the calisthenics community, even though it's not one of the biggest sports in the world yet, there are so many people with different opinions, different goals, different mindsets, and different training approaches, which makes it so interesting. Mm-hmm. I really like that there is Burning Gate, who offer like a statics competition. Because then people like you who don't aim to be the complete athletes, which means dynamics and statics, also can perform. Because it's insane for me what you do in your training.
Thank you very much. That's like that's the part, that's the good part of this sport, not being official. So
yeah, that's true. That's a big benefit that it brings. You also train a lot on handstand blocks. Can you explain the benefits of them, or why do you train with them?
Well, like when you train for one arm handstand, like it might be boring, like you're doing the same things all over again, the same weight shifts, and the blocks, like they add something interesting to your workout. This can help people who are frustrated about their workouts, their one arm handstand workouts. But also they really add ways to train that you can't train that without the blocks, like pushing the shoulder from the floor to like to the block. It brings your shoulder to a position like from here to here when you weight shift that you just can't do without the block. So the drills that the blocks bring you are something that can help your progress, and you can't progress that way with floor only. But you don't have to train with blocks. I got my one arm handstand without blocks. But as I said, it can help to people who don't see progress, or they need something new to add to their workout, something different, a bit different.
Okay, get it. The nutrition. I would like to know what your nutrition looks like and what you think about its influence on the performance.
When I started, like as a beginner, I ate whatever I want. I didn't care, like everything. I didn't eat healthy at all, and it didn't stop me from progressing. So I don't know, but nowadays I do eat healthy. I don't know. I don't think that it's not because of the sport, but I don't want to put like to eat unhealthy stuff. I don't want to eat things that are not good for my body, but I don't think that it didn't stop me from progressing, but this is really just for me. So I think that someone else might like get hurt. Their workouts might be worse when they eat bad, but for me it wasn't an issue.
Maybe also because of your age. I mean, when you're 15, I think you can eat everything. And if you don't
Nowadays it's not the same as the past.
So you already feel like a difference between 15, being 15 and 19?
Yeah, you feel it pretty quick.
Wow. And do you see yourself still like doing one-arm handstand, planches, etc. when you're 50, 60?
Yeah. I really I want to keep doing workshops. I want to expand this part of me. I haven't done a lot of workshops.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want just after the army, to really get into it, not as the main job probably, but this is maybe something I can do as a side job or something, that because I enjoy it. So I really want to you see Yuval Alon Hands, if you know him, he's a famous hand balancer.
Mm-hmm.
So he's 15 years old. He's pretty old, and he's still doing workshops all over the world. He does one arm handstand easily. And...
Wow.
Yeah.
A question that was asked also a lot of times. Do you think because you don't do pulling movements, right?
Yeah.
Do you think this creates imbalances and will create injuries long term, or are you afraid of that?
I think that not doing basics at all, when I say basics, I mean also pull-ups.
Yeah.
So I think that nowadays I don't do a lot of basics, and I think that is no good. It's not good for my progress.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said before, nowadays I don't aim to progress. I just aim to enjoy what I do right now. But to progress, if I was in a period where I really aim to progress, then I'd really do more basics, more push-ups and more pull-ups. I would add the pull parts, maybe not front lever, but at least pull-ups, because I think it is important for your progress to do the basics, to do the foundation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If somebody has a banana handstand, let's call it, due to bad shoulder mobility,
mm-hmm.
Is it better to start with the banana form to do the handstand, but being able to hold it, or is it better to directly focus on the good mobility and to improve the mobility?
I would say actually first to balance a banana handstand, actually, because you want to first learn how to stand without a wall, learning the balance. I always say in workshops, first learn to balance and then worry about your about being in a straight line. So after you learn the balance, you can start working on getting your handstand straight.
Okay. Somebody was also asking if you can cut down the time that you need for handstand and planche with weights on the ankle or a weight vest, does it
help? I haven't tried this kind of workouts, but as I said before, people are looking for magic tricks when it comes to handstand and planches. I don't think there is a magic trick otherwise than just hard work. So I don't know. I haven't tried it personally.
Okay. And what are your current training goals?
I don't really have one right now because I'm in a period where I'm going to stop training for a while in really soon. So I don't have any, you understand.
So there's nothing that you want to achieve before, or it's just enjoying every training right now?
No, I do have tricks that I want to do, but mm-hmm. I can't think of one right now. It just pops out in my head once in a while, and then I say I'll try it, and I try the next workout. If I can do it, then I'm happy. If I can't, then it's annoying, but that's it. I don't, it's like a weak goal, nothing really for the long term.
Okay, makes sense. Yeah, we're slowly coming to an end of the interview, and we still have some quick questions, quick answers.
No problem.
What do you prefer, pizza or burger?
Pizza.
Pizza. And yeah. Are you a dog or a cat person?
Dog person.
Do you have a favorite location for holidays?
What does that mean? I don't understand.
Do you have
I do understand the English, but what is the what do you mean location?
Country,
do you do
country or city, or some people say I prefer the mountains, I prefer the sea. You told me that you prefer the cold in the beginning, or that you like the cold.
Because there is no cold in Israel, so when it is, you like it. That's for me personally. But when it comes to the Israeli holidays, most of them are like religious holidays. So our country, Israel, is like a part of the of our religion. So it's the holy land. So when it comes to the holidays, I personally and my family and most of the religious people do the holidays in Israel. And like a family stuff. So
sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good. It's funny because we have -6 degrees here, during the day. And how many degrees do you have right now in February?
28.
This is
25.
So...
I've been at the beach today. Like, it's just hot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And would you change with me if we could change temperatures?
No. Germany is like...
it's too cold.
Much. It's too much, man. I wouldn't handle it.
Okay. Ah, damn it. Okay. do you have athletes who inspire you or athletes that you follow on social media?
Well, when I started, my main motivations were obviously Dan and Tom Rosenberg, because... they were like the sign of the Israeli street workout community. So seeing them do planches at school and handstand at school, this really just really motivated me when I started. For now, they are still really big inspirations. Now that I know the sport more, I also have like the hand balancers that I found that I find really motivation. Miguel Hand Balance on Instagram and Yuval on Hands. And Victor Kamenov as well for the street workout part. Yeah, these are the main athletes that I take motivation from.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite book?
Harry Potter.
Yeah. I'm always surprised how many people say this in an interview. Okay. Also, your favorite movie, or is it something else?
I don't know. I don't really like the Harry Potter movies. I don't know. Maybe Fast and Furious. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Do you have a favorite song right now?
Oh, I change my favorite songs all the time.
Okay.
For workouts, I'd say like when every once in a while, NCS, no copyright song, they release something that I really like hearing. So now this is Fireflies, PT2, like the different kind of the Firefly, the well-known Firefly.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, you're the best calisthenic event you've ever visited.
Well, obviously the Burning Gate.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
True. Okay, and the last question, what's your message to the calisthenics community? What do you want to tell the listeners?
Okay, I really want to highlight like the two things that I've said during the interview, like that you really need to, a lot of people in this sport are training with ego. It's something that I do see on Instagram and on people asking me. You really need like to be willing to be honest with yourself and put in the work properly watching your form all the time. A lot of people in this sport really like they want to be the complete athlete. So I say that it's really cool, like the idea of being a complete athlete, but you really need to like be willing to put in the work in one or two main goals first before you move on to the others. That way you will see like a faster progress in the goals that you do train, instead of like seeing really small progress in everything. I find this way of training better. And also like, don't forget to like enjoy training. Don't train, like don't hate what you do and just do it for, I don't know why, but make sure you enjoy what you do. And that's it pretty much.
Wow. Thanks for your time, Niv.
No problem. Thank you.
How can people find you? How you have your YouTube channel, you have an Instagram channel.
Yeah, I'm mainly active on my Instagram channel, but I do upload to YouTube, like not too much, but once in a while.
Okay. So if somebody has a question, Instagram is the way to
Instagram,
go.
Instagram, yeah. I try to answer pretty much everyone.
Awesome. Great. Then I'm saying thank you for your time.
No problem.
I really, really appreciate it sharing the insights, because you have some really hard fans, some loyal fans, people who requested you already since months.
Really?
So, yeah. So yeah. That's nice to see, and you really deserve it. Awesome person.
Thank you very much.
And awesome athlete. So yeah,
you.
Before you can end the episode, Niv, I want to say thank you to everyone listening to this till the end. Big thank you for your support of this podcast series. And if you want to help us even more, you can leave a like, you can leave a comment, subscribe, whatever. Thanks a lot for growing calisthenics with us. And Niv, you can say goodbye.
Thank you very much.